Welcome back to Green Lines. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. I have a good friend back on the show with me today. We've had her before and just had a great chat, and I couldn't wait to schedule her again. And today we get to talk about her book, her ministry, her podcast, so many things we're going to speak about. We're going to have a great show. Her name is Dr. Sharon Mancha. You may remember her. So many of you downloaded her show and listened to it. So I'm really hoping that you will tell your friends about this podcast and let her know, let everybody know that we've got Dr. Sharon back on the show. So, Pastor, just welcome back. I'm so glad you're with us.
Thank you, Dr. Green. I'm glad to be here.
I want to just brag on you a little bit, tell people some things about you that we learned in the first episode, but I want to remind everybody that we have a woman of God here, someone who has been chosen by God to be in the pulpit, but you also have a podcast on our Charisma Podcast Network called The Power of Intimacy with Christ. And it's such a good title that that's the name of your book, The Power of Intimacy with Christ. And we're going to talk about intimacy and how it opens doors for us. But you've got that book's available. It's available on Kindle, and we really want our folks to find that. But I want to tell you that this is a book that it's just going to, it's going to bless you. So that's enough to say. She's had over 20 years of ministerial experience with broadcasting, sharing wisdom for developing and maintaining an intimate relationship with God. So she's qualified to write about this. She's an intimacy with God guru. How about that? Lady Mancha is dedicated to seeing others find a real intimate relationship with God. Don't you want that, folks? When you hear those words, they're just not stale words you read on a book jacket. It's what we all wake up saying, I just want to be closer. Paul said, I just want to know him and know him better. That's a cry for intimacy. That's what I said to my wife so many days. I still do. I want to know her better. I want to want more spiritual intimacy with her, to be able to finish her sentences and to think thoughts with her. This is after almost 50 years of marriage. I'm still working on it. But Dr. Sharon loves to see others find a deepened relationship with God that opens a world of joy, spiritual discovery that leads to spiritual maturity. So, Dr. Mancha, I just want to honor you and say we love you and appreciate you. And so tell us how God has begun to move this message of the power of intimacy with Christ through your life, your pastorate, and your writing.
You know, it's been something that the Lord has really not only impressed upon me to share with the world, but when he called me to the ministry, he told me a very simple thing, and it was crystal clear but yet profound. He said to me, tell them what we share.
Oh, my. That's kind of intimate to be sharing what we share.
And I have been spending my life doing that because he has been so good to me. He has been intimate with me. And he began to teach me how to be not only intimate with him, but how to open my heart, my mind, my spirit, and allow him to be intimate with me. And everything that it means to understand a relationship and to be able to trust him through life and the journey of life itself and what it means to do that. How to be intimate is really important because a lot of people don't know how to be intimate even with a human being, let alone with God, an invisible God at that.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the process of what the Lord began to do when he told me to share with the world what he and I shared on a cruise ship, I may have mentioned this before, but he spoke to me in the middle of the night, called me out on the patio of the my cabin and told me to write a book called The Power of Intimacy with Christ, told me the name of it and everything, and told me that pastors and different ones would use the book to bring their church into intimacy with
yes.
him.
Yes. Well, let's do this. Just before we go too deep, why don't you define it for us? When would I know that I have an intimate relationship with the Father?
When you are able to hear God's voice leading you in the simple things of the day.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have to be on your knees to hear the voice of God, when you don't have to solicit God in order to hear God, but that you're walking in the rhythm of conversation with God, and you know his voice. You can separate it from any other voice, even your own. And then you see the fruit of that conversation and relationship with God flowing into what you do.
That's a good goal. I think that's what Paul said, that when he said, I want to know you, I want more. Paul never, ever prayed for anything but more.
Amen. It's impossible not to want more. When you've really felt the indwelling presence of God wooing and courting you into relationship with him, the soul hungers for more, and the spirit man does, because it's satisfying.
Yes.
It's a comforting, satisfying feeling that nothing else and no one else can do.
Yes, ma'am. That's such a good word. So in our walk with him, do you feel that we have that if we have intimacy, that we'll have better relationships with our fellow man, that we would love easier, that things would just go better for us in our life?
Absolutely. Because when we live in intimacy with Christ, we have a sensitive ear to the voice of God. We also are sensitive to the Holy Spirit's rising up in us, giving us the word of God to be able to apply that word in not only our own attitudes, but in how we engage others and how we can hear and listen. I know in my own life there's been times, Dr. Green, when they were difficult, you know, in the heat of argument or the heat of disagreement or whatever, and the word of God would speak to my heart right in the midst of it. And being able to know that it's God and then to listen in spite of it, wrestling yourself to submission to the voice of God and saying, Lord, I'll do it your way. I'll do it your way. And then yielding to that and God doing the work, the Holy Spirit doing the work that's necessary to heal and to restore and to reconcile. I've seen it happen over and over again, not only in relationships that I have, but, you know, in relationships that I've observed as working in the pastorate and walking alongside my husband as a first lady and you know, being a business owner in business and different things like that, and those that call for mentoring. It's making a decision to let God be the leader of your life and then learning how to do that.
Well, intimacy requires submission. The most intimate relationships between a man and a woman are dying to self.
Oh, yes.
You know, my wife and I fuss at each other about who's, no, I'll serve, no, you serve, no, I'll serve. We mourn who gets to serve who. That's what we fuss about. No, I want to serve. And I'm serious that it's, she's such a great servant that I have trouble getting my turn.
Yes.
You know, and of course she was a pastor's wife, and she, everyone in the church saw her as the best servant in the church.
Yes, I can relate.
She'd do anything to get out of listening to me preach, so she'd go back there and clean bathrooms, you know?
But there she is working on that relationship, right?
That's right. She's doing what the church needs done, and I can take care of myself. That's
whatever
what
I
can
find to do. You know, right. When I think about relationship, talking about that marital relationship and the presence of God in the midst of that cord, that circular cord, like the ring on our finger, you know, there's no break in it, it's circular. The Holy Spirit gets in the middle of that, you know, and when both parties are yielded to God, or even if just one party is yielded to God, it gives the Lord the opportunity to be a reconciler and a healer. And sometimes we find, as we listen to the Lord, that what we're feeling or think that we see and feel and understand, that there's so much more to it that we don't understand. Mm-hmm. And when we listen to God, we can get those revelations about our own selves, and then it helps us to understand others better. And so it's just crucial to have God at the core, because we just really don't know ourselves better than he does.
That's so good. And so now, how in a mature way do we, you know, you and I have been Christians for our adult life. I ministered for 30 years. I didn't meet Jesus until I was 19, really come to know him and, you know, be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. But, you know, now I find the older I get in him, the more intimacy I'm craving. I want to hear more.
Yes.
You know, I said too many times growing up, I got this, God. Go take care of someone else. I got this. And only to find out that my face on the carpet, I did need him. and I needed a lot more. But so what I'm asking you, ma'am, is how do we, as mature Christians, go to that next level?
Going to the next level of intimacy and relationship with God is admitting, like what you said earlier, that we don't know it. We don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Every day is a new opportunity to learn more. And if we remain students, not only of life, but students of God and students of self, it gives God the opportunity. An example is what we're dealing with right now across the globe. We're dealing with a new thing that some of us have never experienced, a pandemic.
That's right.
Or, you know, dealing with the issues of racial reconciliation.
That's right.
And so if we remain open for the Lord to be relevant in us, in every season of life, in everything that, you know, we're faced with in culture, in community, in family, even in self, we find that we are forever learning. We're always learning.
Come on.
And that's the exploration, and I call it the ultimate adventure, is the adventure that we take with God in this journey we call life.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's so much to learn. There's so much to learn about him. There's so much to learn about what he wants to do. And then this church that he bought with his own blood, you know?
Yes.
It's evolving. It's growing. It's learning. And when we're in ministry and we love God because of the nature of what it means to have a group of people in one community trying to know God at different levels and capacities, we could never be bored. It's just a humbling experience to know how much we need to learn, because they come in with different, you know, perspectives and different experiences and things we may have never experienced. And if we have our finger on the pulse of what God is doing just in the church environment, let alone in our world, it keeps us eager to grow and learn and to know more about the will of God for those that we serve and how to serve them efficiently so the Spirit of God can bring increase.
Let's talk about you as a pastor. How do you pastor your flock into deeper intimacy? Because you've written about this. Your life's message is on intimacy. It seems like to me, I don't know for sure, but it seems like that's when you wake up in the morning, you're teaching intimacy to your flock. Now,
constantly.
How do you, see, and I didn't know that, but I can hear it in you. So tell me how you teach that as a pastor to your flock.
Well, one of the things is I constantly try and model that intimacy with them. I try to demonstrate with them that my dependence and my commitment and my submission to God is first in my life.
Yes, ma'am.
And then the other thing is that we welcome God into the atmosphere, into the community, and I teach the congregation the significance of God's presence. If he's not here, what's the point of us even being in the building?
Yeah, let's go to the house.
It's not the brick and mortar. Yeah, let's go home.
Yeah.
But if God is going to be here in a corporate kind of a way, then let's tap into God and let's benefit from the presence of the Lord. But I teach constantly how if we don't have an intimate relationship with Christ, we're living beneath our privilege.
Mm.
And so it centers the conversation. What do you want from life? What do you want as a believer? You know, what are you willing to do to acquire the abundant life? Jesus said, I give you life and that more abundantly. So, you know, you get life at salvation. You get the opportunity and positioned in Christ to grow. But then the effort of maturity takes a commitment to growth. And that really, how that falls out in our lives and how that is actualized is by our pursuit of a relationship with God.
That's right.
And then all of the work that the Holy Spirit does to open our understanding, to lead and guide us, to teach us how to obey, you know, and sometimes that means falling and getting back up and learning the voice of God and then learning how to submit. And so when things happen or they come to me for counseling, the type of messages that I teach, I do things, even I send like a church-wide text sometimes, and it'd just be morning grace or something like that, and I'll say things to them like, I want you to know that Jesus loves you, and I do too. And, you know, I do little small things that are intimate and personal because I try to model it is the heartfelt things that build community and that build unity with God in terms of a corporate body. So a lot of little things like that we do, the simple touch of a birthday announcement, you know, to someone and saying, I thought about you because Jesus did when he dropped you in my spirit this morning. Mm-hmm. And then I may put something up behind it that says something like, did you wake up this morning realizing he was the one that caused you to be born? He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb.
Yes.
And so a lot of little things like that I do to kind of model for my congregation intimacy.
So some things are better caught than taught.
Yes.
And do you believe intimacy is one of them, that it can be taught easier than caught?
Absolutely.
Really, it seems to me, and I'm not taking a contrary position to yours, I just feel like sometimes intimacy is just caught because of your heart. Your heart's right, and you catch it. And so fuss at me about that.
Well, I think, though, I think you're right. I think that it's both. I think that teaching people that that's what God wants, that that's what mm-hmm. the Scripture teaches us, that he said to Israel, he was tired of her vain oblation, you know?
Yes.
And that he was going to write his law on the table of her heart. And that was all about relationship. You love me with your mouth, but your heart is far from me. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the teaching part. I think the caught part is when we say, this is how you do this. You do this by forming a relationship with your word, a dependence on the word of God as being an absolute truth, and that you have access through your faith to the promises of the scripture. And when you embrace them, and when you employ them, and when you believe them and let them be thrive in your life, you're going to find this God of the Bible that you're reading about is a very present help in the time of trouble. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You know, he'll be with you through the thick and the thin, and he'll reveal himself as Christ in your life, as the anointed one, you know, as yeah. the word of God made flesh. And so I think it's taught in the sense that we have to advocate and share what intimacy does in the life of the believer, because it gives you hope in hopeless times, you know.
Good word.
And, yeah, so, yeah.
So let's go a little bit deeper. And as you write it, how do you transfer this great knowledge and the wisdom that I'm hearing in this podcast, how do you transfer that from your book to the heart of a reader?
Well, I believe that part of the mentoring program that I have on my website gives some devotions and some step-by-step kind of stuff for spiritual formation to form your spiritual connectedness to God, you know. And but how I take it from the book to actuality is when I'm ministering via the podcast, via mentorship, via when I'm ministering at a church, when I am on Facebook sharing a word, you know, those venues by which I minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. But what I would say to someone who wants to know how to actually do what's in the book is to get on your knees, you know. Get on your knees or sit on your sofa or while you're jogging and just ask the Lord to give you the heart and the mind that to allow him to manifest himself in your life, because he's the wooer, he's the courter, and how to pursue him, that he would teach you how to pursue him, how to have relationship with him, because he says if we open the door, he'll come in. And so the reality of the reading how to do it and the doing what you read is really asking God for that relationship that you desire. And he's so real. He's such a present God, a real God, that when you mean it from your heart, that he'll meet you right there. And he uses life situations and people and the preached word, and he uses all these different venues and vehicles in our life to prove that it's him that's responding to us.
Hmm.
He situates and creates, I call them tailor-made experiences, to reveal the tailored God. You know?
Yeah, that's good. That's so good.
He does that individual courting of our soul, and he's wanting us to respond. So when you begin to read the book, I'm a firm believer, Dr. Green, and I've heard this over and over from readers, mm-hmm. that when they read the book, the intimacy started for them right then, that they felt the presence of God as they were reading
good.
The book.
As soon as they read it.
Yes, and that it provoked them to intimacy, and that the book itself gave them steps and processes, but they felt the presence of God while they were reading the book, and it became real for them. And that's the very thing that he said to me when he told me to write it.
Yes, ma'am.
He told me that if I wrote it, he would use it to bring the people to intimacy.
Well, you know, the thing that I haven't heard yet, and I know it's in your heart, that makes intimacy what it is, and it's frequency. You can say, I love you all you want, but there needs to be some showing up. There needs to be some activity. There needs to be a frequent, regular, walking down the hall kind of intimacy, walking and talking and being in that relationship, not just in a devotion time or a prayer time or a church time.
Absolutely.
But all the time. And so how do you teach that?
Well, I teach people that it's in the life. You know, intimacy is a lifestyle. It absolutely is. Amen to what you said. For me, an intimate process of life for me is when I get up in the morning, the first thing I say is, good morning, Holy Spirit.
Yes. That's sweet.
Lead and guide me today in your perfect will. Don't let me waste any time on things that bring no value to the increase of the body of Christ and that it brings no value to my life. Help me to be yielded to what you would have me to do today. And then I began to pay close attention to hearing God's voice. And I live according to the word of God. You know, no prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Hmm. Much prayer, much power.
Who said that? I just read that quote. Do you remember that? Where you read it first?
Well, actually, it's something that we've said in the tradition of our denomination and church, probably.
Okay.
I've heard it 40 years that I've been in the church.
Mm-hmm. But read it.
Yeah.
I think I had it yesterday.
In some of my... Oh, wow.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, wow. That's something. But it's real.
And it is real.
So it is the walking out your relationship with God. You got to live this thing. I mean, you cannot have intimacy with Christ if you're not willing to live the word of God.
That don't preach.
The word of God itself brings intimacy. There's different levels by which intimacy comes. Prayer is one vehicle. Reading the word is another vehicle. And then the third one, I call it the Trinity effort, is in living and praying and obeying, being that third one. You have to obey the word, obey God's voice. And all of those three equal a lifestyle. And that lifestyle in itself is empowered by God. That intimacy, I'm telling you, it flows from prayer, reading, and living the word.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that brings me to your podcast. I'm excited about your book. Before we get away too far from the book, the name of it's The Power of Intimacy with Christ. The book's available anywhere books are sold, right? You can get it on Amazon.
Yes, you can. You can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and you can purchase it off my website. Yes, you can. Author House Publishing.
Tell me about your website first. Give us your website.
Well, my website has on it a link to the Charisma Podcast Network where you can go on there and listen to the podcast. It also has a couple of programs on there that there's a 3-week spiritual formation program, How to Get Close to God.
Good.
And then it's 3 weeks, and it has daily devotions, and it has scriptures and some little exercises and handout materials and scriptures, of course. And then there's also another one that's a 6-week program, which is Partnership with God, learning how to become one with the Spirit of God so you can follow the leading of the Lord. And all of these, everything that I teach, everything that I minister about in relationship with Christ is on the assumption that you want a relationship with God and that you are, or we are, willing to surrender our life in an authentic relationship that brings conversion to the lifestyle. So in other words, a sinner can't really expect to have intimacy with God except to be brought to a place of repentance. And so it's an assumption that you're ready for the journey, to walk with God. So that's on my website. Then I also have my itinerary when I'm speaking somewhere else that you may want to tap into some different topics. And then there's also articles. You can tap into some articles, a lot of free resources to help you in your journey of coming closer to Christ. Mm-hmm. So I think it's an empowered website with quite a few resources, and that anyone that desires intimacy with Christ through the podcast and through the resources on my website, you can really begin that journey. And if you fell off the horse, so to speak, and you need to re-strengthen your relationship with God because you've been through a trauma, you've lost someone in COVID, you don't understand, you know, the season in your life, there's resources there. I have a book called Trial Trauma, Overcoming the Obstacles That Hinder Intimacy. It's a real good recovery book, a spiritual fatigue restoration book.
That's good.
And so there's something there for every level of a person that desires an authentic relationship with God that's founded on building intimacy.
You know, I kind of got stuck on spiritual fatigue. Isn't that an oxymoron?
Isn't it? I'm telling you, the Lord gave me that phrase about 4 years ago when I was experiencing fatigue, and he told me it was spiritual fatigue and defined it for me and brought me out of it.
What a gift. That's pretty good. So now you can teach it.
Yeah, but I had to walk out of it, too.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
like
it.
You said, the teaching. Because walking with God in intimacy is nothing more awesome than to be going through a trial or something or even a victorious time in your life. And the Lord is in the journey with you, and you know you've prayed for a particular thing or asked God for a particular thing. And the Lord gets in there in his way of doing it, because we walk it out, we live it out. Mm. And he gets in there, and he shows you how to do it. He answers it. He becomes the X factor in it. And you see the thumbprint of God on it. There's no way to just ignore the fact that God did this for you. Talking about birthing a deeper intimacy, when you go through the storms and God brings you out victorious and you know it was God, that deepens your relationship with God.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
It provokes you to want to be closer to him and to trust him through life.
Well, let's talk about your podcast before we run out of time. The podcast is here on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's on your website if you need to find out how to download it. But the name of the podcast, hold on to your seat. This is going to surprise you. It's called The Power of Intimacy with Christ. So this is a woman who preaches what she preaches, and you're going to continue to be taught in it and hear it. So tell us what to expect on your website. Like, what do you have up there now, and how often do you post?
Well, actually, my podcast is every Tuesday morning at 5 a.m. There's a drop of an episode, and it runs across the gamut of life, the journey of life with Christ. And the reason I say that, even though it's founded on the power of intimacy with Christ, it is impossible to experience the power of God and it not provoke intimacy. It's impossible to have intimacy with Christ and it not thread through every aspect of your life, from relationships to the times of failure, to the times of success, to your life journey in the marketplace, in ministry, in every aspect, because intimacy with Christ is the core to life success. It is. It is the resource and the life supply. It's the reason Jesus came and died. It's the reason why we moved away from the law into grace. And, you know, it's just the reality of the presence of God in the life of the believer that wants to know this God that created all things, that created us to serve him, love him, and walk with him. And that is all possible as we have intimacy with Christ. So it covers the gamuts of life. Some of the episodes even venture into what we're doing, faith cancer. I think I did one in faith and cancer, talking about the faith that was maintained through a life and death situation and how intimacy with Christ is an anchoring of the soul in those difficult times. And when the traumas in life come and we would give up or we would feel hopeless, the very intimacy with Christ that we have anchors the soul, settles the spirit, helps us to find what we need to be able to weather the storm, because he is sufficient. His grace is sufficient. It really is sufficient.
Well, amen. That's a good place to end the show. Before we do, I want to ask you about your favorite life verse. If you were going to give me one verse on a plane and say, this is what God means to me, it's in this verse, what would it be?
Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. You know,
yeah.
That's my favorite scripture, and the reason why, it covers the human experience.
Mm-hmm. And it'll take care of COVID, too.
Oh, yes, it will.
And
yes, it
these
will.
Race issues and every issue that's in front of us, there would not be
yes,
any.
Yes, it would. And it would give us the courage to face the things that bring division and separation and discouragement and discontentment and
yeah.
joy. It would address it all. When we can learn to love God with all of our heart, which is really the pathway to intimacy, with all of our mind, we are open to understanding and conversation so we can cross those racial lines
yes.
and be able to embrace and understand other cultures. And then strength, have the courage and the strength of the Lord to be able to go through healing and reconciliation and the bumpy road, because it's not going to be a smooth transition or pathway.
Right.
Healing is bumpy. Healing can be painful. Healing
yeah.
can be difficult. But if we stay with it, that the strength that God gives, we can get to the destiny. We can really cross that bridge and get where we're trying to go.
So, Pastor Sharon, we're out of time, and I just feel led to ask you, as we close this podcast, to have you pray for whatever the Lord puts on your heart for our audience. There are a lot of people listening to you now. We want them to come hear you on your podcast, The Power of Intimacy with Christ. But, ma'am, I just can't let you go in your pastoral office and with the mighty, powerful anointing that's on your life. Would you pray for all of us?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace this morning. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for every heart that have come to the table to hear this word, to share a moment with Dr. Green and I. And you, Lord, we know you're here. We know you're listening. We know you care. We know you see every need. We know beyond question that you can meet that need. Father, I ask you that you would reach out into the hearts of the hearer, to their understanding, Father, to their lives, and that you would bring perfect harmony with your will, that those that are hungry and that are thirsting, you declared in your word that you would quench the thirst, that you would satisfy. You said all we had to do is desire you, to seek after you, and I ask you to help them in Jesus' name to
yes.
cross those things that hinder their intimacy with you. The excuses, the disappointments, the brokenness, the fear, the lack of courage. I ask you to make the difference up and bring them into perfect harmony with your will for their lives. Heal and fix, restore and reconcile.
Yes, heal and fix.
Let your glory be revealed. Let them experience the true and living God, because once that we've encountered you, we'll hunger for you the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like your presence. Render and release your presence to every hearer across the planet. In Jesus' name, we thank you.
In Jesus' name.
And we praise you. And we know that it's done, because you said in your word, where two or three are gathered together in your name, you be in the midst.
Thank
you for your presence.
Yes. Well, Dr. Mancha, I appreciate you so much. We love you here at Charisma. You're a good friend. But also, I've grown to respect, admire you, and to give witness to your gift and to this great book. Audience, I'll just tell you, you'll be better if you read this. It'll help you. It'll point the way. It'll encourage you. It'll excite you. It'll convict you. And for that reason, we strongly recommend The Power of Intimacy with Christ. Dr. Mancha, thank you for your time and being on the show.
Thank you, Dr. Green. You're always a blessing, and it's a privilege to be with you.
And mine as well, ma'am. God bless you, and you be safe and take care of yourself.
And you likewise. Thank
okay.
you, sir.
You've been listening to the Green Lines Podcast. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. On behalf of my competent producer, Adley, we want to remind you that Jesus came that you might have life and that you might have it more intimately with Christ. God bless you all.